Isn't that interesting how the times change? I want to buy things at traditional prices. I want tooth powder, not toothpaste, and I want to buy it for a nickel. No, I don't. I don't want that. I don't mind times changing a little bit. God, where's toothpaste going to go? What's it evolve? How's that going to evolve? It's just not going to stay like that for a long time. I don't know. There's too much. They've tried to change the toothpaste tube here and there. Doesn't work out. Yeah, I don't know. I think that's going to stay because so we did the powder. I guess we used to have tooth powders before my time. And some people will brush their teeth with baking soda. If you brush your teeth with baking powder, though, they'll get slightly puffier. If your teeth, you say, my teeth are so tiny, I want them to puff up a bit. There's all sorts of things that you can brush your teeth with whatever you want. I'm not telling you. Don't tell me what to do. That's a way I think if your enemies are petulant and contrarian, they're so easy to defeat by just telling them they can't do something. So you just name like a poison and say, don't eat that. And then it's wonderful. Then they're gone. So are you blessed? Are you blessed with that kind of enemy? Oh no, Hardy, I'm afraid I'm not blessed with enemies. Yeah, we all are. You don't know you are. Because there's people that hate you that don't know you. They hate you for what's in your heart or the color of your skin or how you are or express yourself. So yes, you got enemies, even though you don't want them. You didn't do anything. Well, I didn't do anything personally. It's never about that. It's hardly ever about that. Sometimes it's not even about that with friends. Somebody hates you. Maybe it's not. It's rarely personal. How could anyone know us? We don't know ourselves, right? It's like, well, people know me better than I know myself. No, they're just sure about it. That's the thing. It's not even not possible for that. It's one of those fallacies that we accept. I know I'm self-deluded. Well, they're also self-deluded, and they're deluded about you. So that's doubly deluded. Are you saying nobody knows anything about anything? Oh, I'm almost saying that. I can only speak for myself, and I may be a little more confused and disoriented than other people. I don't know. Maybe I'm more afraid. Maybe I'm sadder. But I doubt it. I really believe that there are in the hearts of all of us humans these things of which about I talk here, that here, talking. About which I am speaking. And it's all the fears in our hearts and the confusion and the weirdness. Oh, what an absurd world. What an absurd world we live in. And we love to be confronted with that, I believe, because there's comforting in a way, you know? When I've had too much of information, I reach out for my friend White Noise or Pink Noise or Brown Noise sometimes. If I'm feeling like I won't be on a spaceship. Captain, what is that? That's just space. Space is brown noisy. And all sorts of things like that. And that's so random. It doesn't really, there's no information or so much that it doesn't matter or something. I don't know how that works. But I love that. And that seems like, oh, that's right. That's the world that I know. A jumble, a wonderful mess, an ocean of interconnected things, the connections between which are often invisible. So things are causing things, you can't even see it. I think about that when I visit the very tiny worlds of tiny land. When I go down and see my quantum friends, and they're so little. So there are no quantum beings. How would you know? Well, light can't bounce off. They're smaller than the smallest small. Then how do you, they're smaller. Listen to this. This will freak you out. I have friends that are smaller than my synapses, like things that are going on in my brain. Like they're smaller than my ability to think about them. So my thoughts go right through them. I can't even think about them. Because in my world, at this level, they have no substance. They only have substance if I was relative to them about the same size. Oh my goodness. Don't we take some things and make them bigger than they are, like balloons or biscuits? Oh, my friends, I love visiting with you. We're getting near the end of our time together, both in the show and we'll die. We're going to die. Not super soon, but it always seems like too soon. That's what I've been told by friends, by dead friends. They go, it's always sooner than you want. Okay. Unless it's not. I hear you. Then you're like, oh, please take me now. I know. But most of the time, it's like, no, not now. I just now. Something. That's true. Oh, my goodness, bless you. It's a struggle, but we're together. Isn't that nice? Is it better than being alone?
Well, when I'm with you, Hardy, it makes me appreciate being alone.
Thank you. I'll take it. Oh, my friends, you are listening to Miracle Nutrition with Hardy White on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mountain Hope, 91.9 in Rockland County, or online, WFMU.org, worldwide. And it's a blessing to be with you, and I'm so glad. And, look at that. So here's the thing. So is the show over? Almost.
Why are you stretching it out?
Let me just explain something about my relationship with Scott.
So one time he said to me, he said, oh, you got the show right at a minute.
And I thought, well, oh my God, I don't think I've been doing that. I think sometimes I'm a little short or over. I try not to be over, but I think sometimes the show's a little short by seconds, but it makes a difference, because over a year it could be suddenly Clay is on in the middle of the night and no one knows why. It's like, what's going on? It's because Hardy went over, and then it knocked everything off, and then blah 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 blah. So that's why I try to get it just right. So I've been trying to hit it so it's just everything seems just seamlessly, like it comes right out at that 1 minute mark. So I'm going to just give you, that's what this additional,
you're vamping.
I'm not vamping. This is the only part.
Thank you. inside. Now I've heard talk of angels, but never thought I'd have one to call mine. See you.
50. Old school, new school, new rules. You move, you lose. Pints of blood, no explanation, just because. When it come to me, I recommend you blend in. Them niggas front, my shooters are spinning them balls like a ceiling fan. Revolver twirl, little twisted in the street. You can kiss the curb like you kiss that shit. You got your whoop with the nana. Up around, get your ass whoop with the llama. Party people, my style is terrific. My right is prolific, but let's be specific. KRS specialize in music. I specialize selling dimes, cock a nine and use it. Toss that, run from the D's, then come back to it. That's that my jib rip the next time I use it. This is gutter, that hood shit. No question, it's that good shit. You ain't felt like this in a minute. Flow so sick, I have niggas in the clinic. I guess I should thank you for motivating me to do things you said I can't do. You said I can't be number one all the time, and I can't make my money stack up to the sky. I said I can't get licked by the baddest. And if they done lied to me, man, I'm mad as shit. And I hate to be the one to say I told you so, but I done told you so, and now I'm thanking you. This is what it feels like when it feels right. 50.
You send me some.
Pure 50, right God.
And that fills my body.
Yeah.
He keeps me happy. Somewhere.
Check me out.
Check me out.
He loves me.
I don't know.
Hot nigga.
It's been a long time.
This is 50.
Since I had
dot com.
Believe him. Damn. just want to let y'all know it feels good to be home. Before we get started, I'd just like to acknowledge a couple very special people in the house. Now, these people have been with us throughout our entire career. And they're the main reason why we will continue to bring you the funk, the kind of stuff you're looking for, year after year. So, might as well get started. If you could do me a favor and put your hands together, ladies and gentlemen, and give yourselves a great big round of applause, y'all, for all your support and love. We know without y'all, this wouldn't be happening. That's from the heart. Now, I got something important to say. Check it out. Let's talk about loneliness. Now, as I look out the crowd, I see that we got some couples. I also believe that we got some single people in the house too, right? All right. Well, for the sake of this conversation, we're going to talk about the couples. Now, sometimes y'all got it going on, you know. Sometimes you think you got it going on. Everything is cool. Y'all kicking it strong. Then all of a sudden things start changing. You wake up in the morning going, whoa, who's this? I thought I knew last night. That's how quick things can change. It just goes to show you, you could be laying right next to somebody and still be lonely, you know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, I'm a little lonely myself. I got a little place not too far away from here. So if any of you single ladies are interested in kind of, let me say, releasing a burden, if you got something you want to talk about, because I'm sure we got a lot in common, come on over. Let's see, it's on Valora Street. I'm sure you won't find it. In the meantime, listen to this, y'all. I'm sure you'll find it interesting.
Today I'm just a lonely man, but tomorrow I'll be a king. Blessing all my subjects, cast afar insecurity. The whole wide world will watch me as I walk up to my throne. Icy shining armor, stand around and heed my call. Yeah. Wait a minute. Still lonely, girl.
I guess anyone can be, but when you're someone it seems so unimportant.
Bang some ham, good boy. Bang some ham, good boy. Bang some ham, good boy. Yo, big man, what's happening?
This out your chip.
Yo, big man, what's happening?
This out your chip.
Yo, big man, what's happening?
This out your chip.
Yo, big man, what's happening?
This out your chilling, dog.
Nish, nigga, what you chilling? What you thinking about?
Nigga, I'm out here reminiscing, looking around, nigga.
Reminiscing on what?
About how this shit can change, dog.
All these niggas dead we grew up with, bruh. Baby, Dana.
Damn, bruh. And this daily constantly happens.
So what? We next or what?
Nigga, we trying to come up and raise them little ones, nigga.
Let's find a way out this shit.
Well, let's do that, though.
Niggas that want a space age hustle, catch that rocket to the fucking moon. That be your final ship, nigga, cause your ass is doomed. Ain't no coming back living in the dope game, cause once you die, nigga, you slinging rocks, then that's your name. On the wall when they run up, I got killers coming through with bumble up the pick up double ups and put them in that motherfucking long black hearse. I mean, once you gone, nigga, you land in the dirt. Ain't no love in New Orleans. All the way to Richmond, California, niggas living for ghetto dreams. And the ghetto gets so crazy. I seen a little bitty baby sucking on daisies. Caught two to the chest, one to the head. Five niggas walk behind him dressed in red with ski masks. But niggas thought it was a clown show. Went to the safe, but no projects, niggas and down the hole. And it's sad, cause niggas blaming third walls, ninth walk. And niggas claiming 10 walls. All my homies be dying down south. Running around talking this shit killed with gold in their mouth. But I'm a soldier, a roller. Give me 10. I'd rather die than go to the fucking pen. My partner Boz looked in my eyes and said, nigga, it's the time for a change. Niggas ain't living in the dope game. So we jumped into this rap game and laid it down for all the killers and tried to teach my niggas the game. Cause once you gone, ain't no coming back. Talk to Randall and T-Dub, they say peep, the streets ain't all that. I mean the Calio projects, the change. Right from Rose Tablet, you find a fucking police man. And niggas still serving bubble ups. Big Mo in the project rapping, and niggas trying to come up. And with this new wave dope game, I mean this rap game. Niggas trying to get out to make some change. But down south, my homies die, niggas frying. But stories we ain't lying. Tupac gone, but what rapper gon' be next? I hope it ain't me to get cash like a bad chip.
Who gon' be next?
Black hearses when they just take that final ride. Who gon' be next to take that final ride? Get cash like a bad chip. Who gon' be next?
If there's a heaven or a hell, rest in peace to my niggas that died. Too bad when they died, they couldn't come back and tell if they really is another side. I seen this mother cry. I just wanna know where it went when my cousin died. That last step, then it showed that your last breath. Then it's the moment you feel. Just think about it, they over. One of us ain't gonna be here. Used to ride with a bunch of niggas, now he's riding solo. He's dressed up in suit when he used to wear a polo. I wonder if death a heaven for a gangster killer at a shootout with some nigga gun jam. Got him one in the chamber. Mom saved my days a number cause I live wrong. Even Scarface made a song. Gangsters really don't live long. I'm trying to live the rock and pan that Cadillac like Outkast say. Ride on them things like Mac 10 from back side to side like EGK. Convertible like A-Ball MJG. 500 like my brother Master P. I'ma shock the world if I'm
still alive.
23. Maybe not today, but tomorrow I'll go to the funeral parlor. See cars and bury my boy as we rolled up to the graveyard.
Who gon' be next to take that final ride? Who gon' be next to take that final ride? Get cash like a bad chick.
Who gon' be next?
Black hearses when they shit to take that final ride.
I done seen more crime than a crime lord. Sometimes I sit back and think I see more dead than gone. Just last week a nigga got shot up and burned. But me, I take heaves and shit like that. And I learn. How can I not end up like that nigga? What the fuck I gotta do not to get banged up by that trigger? Cause in the projects ain't no love.
No love.
Niggas will split your wig cause they gone on drugs. I hope you feel me cause I feel the pain of others. I feel for every nigga that gotta go on without their brother. But like the game, what goes around comes around. Next week that could be your motherfucking hers riding through that town. That could be your motherfucking mama crying in that steeple. Better yet, that could be you mourning the death of your people. In the hood, I'm known for peeling caps, so I'm a cap dealer. The police know me for selling drugs, so I'm a drug dealer. I reverse the game, cause ain't no love for a black man. 13 years old, my little cousin got juvenile life for taking a stain. It's a never ending game of death, do or die. So if you kill, be prepared for that final ride.
Who gon' be next to take that final ride? Get cash like a man, check.
Who gon' be next?
Black hearses when they should.
To take that final ride.
Who gon' be next? To take that final ride. You cash like a bad check.
Who gon' be next?
Black hearses when they should.
To take that final ride.
R.I.P. Tupac nigga. Eazy-E. Seagram. Mr. C. And my little brother Kevin Miller. And all y'all true niggas and bitches that done died out here on these streets and took that final ride, y'all niggas ain't forgot. Cause true niggas live forever. True niggas like us. You heard me? It's real, nigga.
Thank you. Move those hips. guapa.
This is Bailey, and you have been listening to Mahogany on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, and New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, and online at WFMU.org. Thank you for listening, and enjoy. Enjoy the lovely weekend weather.
We want to welcome you to the Center's Crossroads Gospel Broadcast. If you are tired and weary, a little worn, you might find something in this broadcast to help you on your way. We invite you now to stay tuned for this glorious gospel broadcast, the Sinner's Crossroads Gospel Broadcast. On the W, the F, the M, and the U.